Welcome to a mixed martial arts and pro wrestling based podcast, a place where we love a shoot and a work. I am your host, Ian Hurst, and this is the Combat and Pro Wrestling Podcast. And welcome to another episode of Pro Wrestling Predictions. As always, I'm joined by Natalie.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho. Elimination Chamber. So I always like the Elimination Chamber. It's not been the best build this year, but in the past, it's been one of the big pay-per-views. Not the big four, but if you look in the past, big changes or big events have happened at the Elimination Chamber to set WrestleMania up. So it's not usually one of those that are as low as like a TLC where pretty much nothing happens. Usually a lot happens at Elimination Chamber to set up a WrestleMania. Are you a fan of the Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed the Elimination Chamber. I remember when it first came out when they had Eric Bischoff as the manager of Raw.
Yeah, they basically said that he invented the Elimination Chamber. Probably didn't, but they market it as Elimination.
Well, it's a storyline.
Yeah, they market it as his baby, but it is what it is. So you're looking forward to it this year?
Yeah.
So for listeners, this is what we're going to do. So after this, I think it's Fastlane, and then we're at WrestleMania. We're massively on the road there now. When we get to WrestleMania, whoever's in the lead on predictions will be the first person to carry the predictions belt for Pro Wrestling Predictions. Obviously, we also do the fight predictions as well. I'm currently behind on both. So, even though it's my podcast, I'm obviously terrible at predicting things. You're currently at 56.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at 52, so I'm only 4 points behind you. It's close.
It doesn't matter because I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, you're ahead.
I'm ahead. It doesn't matter.
It's not a lot. One or two matches can change it.
Look, you haven't had good luck with this at the moment.
No, I haven't.
So I'm feeling very confident. If I'm 1 point ahead of you, it's fine.
So with what I said at the beginning, a lot of things happen at Elimination Chamber. I'm going to gamble that a lot of crazy things are going to happen at this year's Elimination Chamber. So a lot of my picks aren't very safe. And I've done that on purpose because if it actually turns out that I'm right, which I'm probably not, I'm going to shoot massively in the lead, which is what we all want.
No, we don't. Not everyone wants that. Not everyone.
Me and William the dog want that.
That's between you and William. I don't want that because I want to walk around with that spinning belt saying champ on it and spinning it in front of you.
Right then, so let's get started. So for listeners, yeah, we use confidence points. I've gone over this before in the past. I'll quickly go over it again. So the idea today, we've got seven matches we're going to predict. Two of them are up in the air, they're rumoured, but as of recording this Tuesday morning, SmackDown's still to happen that might set up a match or two, but we'll see what happens. So we're going to sort of predict some rumoured matches, but then we've got five that should be pretty much nailed on. Yep. So whichever match you're most confident on, you'd put 7 points on because there's seven matches, all the way down from 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
Yeah, the match you're least confident on, you put 1 point on. Yeah, then you add them all up at the end, then you see who's winning. The idea is, if you've all got the same picks, if I pick, say for instance, Oscar to win, and you pick Oscar to win, but I've got more confidence points than you, yeah, that's where the game sort of gets quite interesting. So let's get into it. First match we're going to predict is, we're going to start with the two rumoured matches, and then we're going to move on to the main card. So the first rumoured match is an Intercontinental title match between Big E and Apollo Crews. Who have you got and how many confidence points?
I think I'm just going to go with Big E again. I still don't think they're going to give Apollo away. If they do, that's great, but I still don't think they're going to do it. But I'm going to give it a one, just because it's rumoured.
Yeah. With rumoured matches, you don't want to put a lot of confidence points on, because if they don't happen, then you could have put those big confidence points elsewhere, so you always start low with the rumoured ones. In the same sort of instance as you, I'm going to go with Big E. I think they're going to give him a big match at WrestleMania, probably defending his Intercontinental belt against quite a big name. There's rumours of Christian, so we'll see what happens with that. But I'm going to go 2 confidence points on Big E to beat Apollo Crews. Next rumoured match, the Dirty Dogs, Ziggler and Rude, against the Street Profits. Who have you got?
Again, I think they're going to just keep it on Rude and Ziggler for a bit. It might be another big match in WrestleMania, maybe. You never know, it might be like some fatal four-way tag team sort of match, but I'm going to go with 2 on that one.
Yep, 2 confidence points on the Street Profits. No, the Dirty Dogs.
Dirty Dogs, not...
The Dirty Dogs.
Yeah, Dirty Dogs.
So for me, they seem to be building to a rematch. From what they're doing when I saw the last episode of SmackDown, I wasn't expecting this match to happen at Elimination Chamber. I thought they was going for like a slow build to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But it is rumoured that it might be happening at Elimination Chamber. Same as you, I'm going to go low confidence points on this. Dirty Dogs for 1 confidence point. Into the main card. So this is what's pretty much nailed on. We've had a bit of a disaster this morning. We woke up Tuesday morning. We thought we'd wait till after Raw to see if any more extra matches got announced. Looking forward to seeing what happened. And it's just a disaster. First, the Lacey Evans match. Apparently she's pregnant in real life. They're pretending it's Ric Flair, but it's a real husband in real life. So she's expecting a second child. So she's not going to be able to wrestle if she's pregnant.
Yeah.
They're still advertising the match.
It's one of them. You don't know who they're going to, if it's going to go ahead, if they're going to replace her with maybe Charlotte.
They're still advertising it. So from what we can tell right now, they're just going to replace her with someone else. Charlotte, like you say, Peyton, maybe someone. We're going to step in against Oscar. So that's a nightmare. Then the men's Raw match, they've swapped Miz out for Kofi. It'll make it more fun to watch.
Yeah.
But it's changed a lot of the things that I wanted to. It's changed a lot of things that I put down for this.
Yeah, same.
Got some extra points and stuff. And I think that's about all the big changes. Oh, also, apparently Keith Lee might be injured. He might be out of the match.
All right.
Yeah, it's been a disaster.
Yeah.
Apparently they said it on commentary that he might be injured, but they don't know.
It's a nightmare moment for WWE. You just can't predict. It's just so hard to predict anything that they're doing.
I really hope this isn't underwhelming, Elimination Chamber. I hope it's a big show. And I think some big things are going to happen to set WrestleMania up.
Hopefully.
So next match we're going to do, United States triple threat match, Lashley, Riddle and Keith Lee. Potentially changing to a Lashley versus Riddle match if Keith Lee's out. Who have you got and how many confidence points?
Even with Keith Lee out, I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley anyway. So yeah. I think he was just going to retain it.
How many confidence points?
I think I'm going to give that 4.
4 confidence points on Lashley.
Yeah.
So for me, I think Lashley's a lock to walk into WrestleMania with the United States belt. Maybe a big one-on-one match with Keith Lee.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Maybe someone else. I'm not sure where else they'd go. But I'm going 7 confidence points on Lashley.
Really?
I think it's not happening. I don't think anyone's taking that belt off him at Elimination Chamber. Especially if Keith Lee's out. If it's just him and Riddle, then Riddle's not taking that belt off him. Sure.
Oh, no. The guy's a comedy act. They're not taking him serious.
Yeah, they're giving Lashley a big build at the minute. So, yeah, 7 confidence points on Lashley. Next match, we're going to do the Raw Men's Elimination Chamber next for the WWE Championship. We're going to add a couple of extra points in here. If you can predict the first person to be eliminated, you get an extra point. And if you can predict the last 2 to be in the chamber before the obvious winner, you'll get an extra 2 confidence points. Plus how many confidence points you put on whoever wins. Yeah? Right. Sound good? So, who have you got? Raw Men's Elimination Chamber for the WWE Championship.
Well,
let's start with your first elimination. Who do you think is going to get eliminated first?
So originally, I was going to say Miz. I thought Miz were going to be the first one out, but obviously they got Kofi in. But I wouldn't be surprised he'll still do Miz's spot, coming out. So I think Kofi will be first. It'll be fun. I think they'll get it going for a while, but I will think he'll be the first one to get eliminated.
Right.
And I still think McIntyre's going to retain. But I think him and Sheamus are going to be the last 2.
So McIntyre and Sheamus, the last 2 in there. And then you think McIntyre is going to retain.
Yeah, I think he's going to retain. Again, I think they want a big match for McIntyre, definitely.
And what match do you think that is?
WrestleMania. I think they'll have a big WrestleMania match.
Yeah, against who?
That I don't know.
See, this is where
this
I've
is where
been
it's
thinking.
Getting hard.
Because I was like, who are they going to put Roman and Drew against? I can't see where they're going. Edge has obviously got to be 1, but I can't see where the other big match is.
Yeah, but with the McIntyre match, so my original idea was they eliminated Miz first.
Yep.
And then possibly at the end, Miz cashes in.
Yep.
That could still happen because
it'll be fresh, yeah.
Because it'll be fresh. He's not injured, but he said he's, I think on one of his promotions, last night's Raw, he said he's got strategy. So that could happen, And then maybe that might set up a match for WrestleMania with Drew and The Miz. You don't know.
Do you want to put extra points on if he cashes in or not?
Could put a little extra point.
It depends which way do you want to go. Because I don't think he will cash in.
You don't.
Successfully or unsuccessfully, if he actually loses the briefcase at Elimination Chamber. Do you want to put a little wager on it for a few points?
Can do.
Do you think he's going to try and cash in whether he's successful or not at Elimination Chamber?
I want to say yeah.
Do you want to put 3 points on it?
3 points.
So if he cashes in or tries to.
All right.
Well, not tries to. If he successfully hands the briefcase over.
Yep.
And then gets the win or not.
Yeah.
But he hasn't got the briefcase anymore. You'll get 3 points.
Yep.
If he doesn't successfully cash it in, I get 3 points.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
Yep, that's fine.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Feel like that's an easy 3 points I've got there, but it could be wrong. So you've got McIntyre winning.
Yep.
McIntyre and Sheamus as the last two.
Yep.
Kofi first eliminated.
Yep.
Cool. So for this, I've got Jeff Hardy first one to be eliminated.
Yep.
And my last two is Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Hardy to eliminate first or get eliminated first. Randy Orton and McIntyre to be the last two. Then I think Randy Orton's going to win the Elimination Chamber.
Really?
I don't think... I can't see who Drew's going to face at WrestleMania. I know they're putting him over strong.
Yeah.
But from the views and the clicks and stuff and the videos they're getting online, I think they're going to go Randy Orton versus The Fiend for the Universal Championship. Or sorry, the WWE Championship at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because it comes full circle. In 2017... I saw someone put something up the other day. 2017, Bray Wyatt won the Elimination Chamber. That went on to WrestleMania to face Randy Orton. And Randy Orton beat him for the belt. So I think the way they're going to play it is this year Randy Orton's going to win, like 3 or 4 years later. And then he's going to face The Fiend at WrestleMania.
The wacky world of wrestling, it could happen.
Yeah, that seems to be the big story. The Fiend and Alexa Bliss and stuff, and Randy Orton's always in the main event of Raw.
Yeah.
So I've got Randy Orton to win.
Fair enough.
So how many confidence points did you put on Drew McIntyre?
Probably...
Should have it written down. Should have it written down.
No.
Have you been doodling all day?
I'm doodling something else. 5.
So you've not put 5 anywhere else, have you?
No.
Right. Have you actually put your prediction points down or are you making it up on the spot?
I'm making it up as I go. Spontaneous, dear.
Oh, my life. Give you your own book and everything.
I know.
Fuck me. Right.
I'm mixing it up.
So I've got 3 confidence points on Randy Orton to win the Elimination Chamber.
Okay.
Next match. Oscar versus TBD. To be announced, because we don't think it's going to be Lacey Evans, because she's legitimately pregnant in real life, not storyline. From what we can see, she is going to wrestle and defend a belt. We just don't know who. So we're going to put TBD. We can speculate, but basically, do you think Oscar's going to win? Or whoever, anyone that steps in to face her for the belt, do you think they're going to win? And how many confidence points?
It's hard to predict this, because I'd like to know who she's going to face. If it's Charlotte... Yeah, Charlotte will probably win it. But if it's going to be someone low card, like, I don't know, not low card, but mid card, like like Peyton Royce or Mandy Rose or Dana Brooke, anyone like that, I'd say Oscar. So I think for safety reasons, I'm going to go with Oscar, and that's like 3 prediction points.
3?
Yeah.
So you've, just so we're sure where you are, because... Are you keeping count away, putting your prediction points?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you've used 1, 2...
3.
4.
And 5.
What did you use 5 on?
Drew. On the Raw. On the men's Raw.
And which one did you use 4 on? On Lashley?
Lashley.
Right, okay. So you've used 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5.
Yes.
Right, so you've still got 6. Count. You've still got 6 and 7 to
Yes.
go. Okay. I'm going to put 6 confidence points on Asuka to beat whoever wins this. I know they're not booking her strong. There's a potential that Rhea Ripley... or Charlotte Flair or someone could step into this match.
Yep.
And then you could have Ripley win. And then you do the Ripley versus Charlotte thing at Mania. But I think at least for this one, she might drop it at Fastlane or something. But I think at least for this one, Oscar's a lock to win.
Yeah.
For me. So I'm going to put a big 6 confidence points on Oscar to win. Next match. Men's SmackDown number one contender Elimination Chamber. So this match, whoever wins this match, will go on to face Roman Reigns later that night or straight after this, we're not sure. So Roman Reigns will face for the Universal title whoever wins this match. Who have you got and how many confidence points?
So I'm going with Cesaro because they have given him a really good push recently. He cut a really good promo with Paul Heyman on, is it not Talking Smack?
Something like that.
Yeah, the new, like, kind of like Talking Smack. So he cut a really good promo. So I'm going to go with Cesaro, and I'm going to put, it's two separate points for the Roman match and the contenders match.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to go with 6 with Cesaro.
6 with Cesaro, right.
I know that's very high, but that's what I'm going with. And then, but I don't think he's going to win it. I really don't. I think they're going to keep it on Roman. Again, don't know what's happening with Edge, who he's going to be facing, which I know they rumoured Edge is going to face Roman. So then my final point's going on Roman to win.
So you're going 6 on Cesaro, 7 on Roman.
Yeah.
Right. So for this one, I'm in agreement. I think maybe a Cesaro, maybe a Kevin Owens is going to win this match. I think they're the most likely.
Yeah.
I know Daniel Bryan's in the match. It's currently Jey Uso, Cesaro, Owens, Corbin, Zayn, and Bryan in the match. But Bryan's a booker backstage at the minute.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to put everybody else over the top of himself. I think it's likely Cesaro or Kevin Owens wins this. But this is another swerve I've got.
Go on.
Because at the minute, they've got Edge. There's like this happy to be there guy who's come back out of retirement. I don't feel like there's much desire to watch him wrestle Roman at WrestleMania. The story's not there. There's no reason why they're wrestling. So this is what I'd do. A bit of fantasy booking here. If they did this, I think it'd work. You need to give Roman a reason why he wants to face Edge.
Yeah.
He's known as the ultimate opportunist, or was 10 years ago. So what happens is here, Cesaro, maybe an Owens, but I'm going to pick Cesaro for five confidence points.
Yeah.
To win the chamber. Then after that, maybe straight after that, maybe a little bit later, Cesaro, whoever wins, is facing Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has beaten him down, something like that. Referee gets distracted. Edge slides in, hits him with a spear. Cesaro hits him with a neutralizer straight after and wins the championship.
That could happen. It could happen.
So Roman would drop the title at Elimination Chamber because Edge has screwed him. And then you have Roman win the belt back at Fastlane.
Yeah.
And now you've got Roman versus Edge. Roman's got a reason to want to face Edge or get revenge on Edge because Edge lost him the belt in the first place. Can tie in the whole ultimate opportunist gimmick. You need to give Edge something big to do at this pay-per-view.
Yeah, you need a reason.
Whether it's either on the SmackDown or Raw side, he needs to do something. He needs to do something to set up a match. Because it doesn't seem that intriguing at the minute for Edge. And I can't think of anyone I'm like locked in on McIntyre or Roman facing at Mania.
It's hard. It is really
It's like
hard.
All these little simmering things, but nothing's like, yeah, that's going to be a good match.
Yeah, before with WrestleMania, you had like solid storylines that they'd be... Yeah, this is what's going to happen. This is his plan. But everything this year is so up in the air. It's weird times. And like you say, we last minute dropouts, changes. You don't know what's happening anymore.
No. I think you need to turn Edge heel as well.
Yeah,
he does his best work when he's a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he does very well at the minute, just being this happy to be there. Former wrestler who's come back after 10 years of being retired, comes back and he's just a smiling legend. I don't think that's very appealing.
No, you need him as the rated R superstar.
Yeah.
He needs to be rated R again.
This older guy who doesn't think he can probably win the matches, so he's finding ways to cheat, and that would work really well.
Yeah.
So that, obviously, you'd probably put him against McIntyre there.
Yeah.
But they need to figure something out. I think you have him screw Roman. Roman drops the belt to Cesaro. Everyone would be like, I can't believe Cesaro's won the belt. He's not won it by, obviously, a clean win, but it sets up
but
a few things. It gets some plates spinning. And then you could always have Roman get it back before WrestleMania, and then that sets up that match.
Yeah, I think Cesaro's one of those workers. He's been there for a long time. He works really hard. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's got his wrestling abilities. Is fantastic. Give him his moment to shine.
Yeah.
Even if it's a short one.
Yeah. So I'm going to go 4 confidence points on the TBD, the to be announced, well, to be decided.
Yeah.
Yeah. Against Roman Reigns. So whoever wins the chamber, I think they're going to win the belt.
Yeah.
Whether it's Kevin Owens or Daniel Bryan or whoever, Roman drops the belt at Elimination Chamber. Yeah. That's the big surprise for me.
Big risk.
Also, so technically I've got both the champions losing the belt at Elimination Chamber, which is probably not going to happen.
One of them's going to keep.
Go hard or go home, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's brave.
I'm going for it.
It's brave.
I'm going for it.
Why not?
Orton Fiend at Mania. I think we
have Edge coming.
He's getting desperate.
He's gambling. He's getting desperate.
Well, every time I do this, it gets worse for me. Well, last year we predicted WrestleMania just between ourselves and it went completely wrong.
Oh, I were winning. I am the Nostradamus of WWE.
Well, you went for all the safe options and I thought they're going to set something good up here, and they just didn't. It was all obvious wins. It wasn't that exciting last year. Obviously, with the COVID and stuff, I'm hoping they're really going to pull something out of the bag this year.
Hopefully. I mean, that's it. Prove me wrong, they're going to do something exciting, but...
They're going to do Orton and Fiend, but it's whether the belt's there or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's going to happen, but...
And then the problem is, then, what does Drew do?
Yeah. Like I say, I think that's the hard bit with Drew. It's who's going to be his challenger.
Not Edge, who's it going to be?
Yeah, exactly. So, see what happens. They might carry on with the Sheamus storyline. You don't know.
Maybe. It's a little bit underwhelming, but...
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, I don't know, mid-2000s, yeah, probably... That would have been a good storyline, but for now, you want something big and spectacular.
Yeah. Brock's not coming back, which it doesn't look like he is.
No.
Which I'm probably happy with, actually, anyway.
Yeah, that's a nice change. Let's say, let him have his time off.
Imagine if Cesaro does pick the belt up at Elimination Chamber.
That'd be awesome.
Keep him Roman strong, Edge interfere. It gives, like, the sort of the diehard something to be happy about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then whatever happens from there, happens from there.
Yeah.
Right, so that'll do us today then.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, happy with that. So we will see where we are after this. We've got a couple of big pay-per-views coming up still before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then season 2 will start after WrestleMania.
That's it. See if I'm going to be way ahead of you.
No, most likely we are for my picks.
Yeah. And
so just to cap it off, you've got Big E, the Dirty Dogs.
Yep.
Lashley.
Yep.
Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar.
Yep.
Cesaro.
Yep.
And Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Yeah, so we pretty much got all the same picks there, other than Orton and McIntyre.
Yeah.
And Roman. Well, yeah, good. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at TheCPWPod. TheCPWPod on Instagram. We're always putting little videos up there or pictures. Just having a bit of fun. And that'll do us today.
See you soon.